Google has already been taking some shots from Perplexity as far as a AI native search experience. It's certainly a better experience than Google's AI generated overviews, their AI overviews, which have improved a great deal from when they first rolled out, but I still can't compare them to Perplexity and even search ChatGPT search at this point. And I certainly wouldn't be feeling any better about my market share or my stake in search today if I were Google. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, relatively quick episode today, considering how much huge news there is in the world of AI, but particularly in the world of AI search. OpenAI has officially announced ChatGPT Search, the integration of web search capabilities directly into the ChatGPT platform, which has been rumored and discussed for quite some time now. And now it has finally entered the fray. If you are a Perplexity user, you're likely going to notice some similarities in the user experience as far as how the model responds and how it curates sources. It will be very interesting to see how Perplexity now differentiates itself from ChatGPT search or vice versa, how ChatGPT search is going to pull away or pull ahead of Perplexity, if they will at all. And I think I still like Perplexity a little bit more, mostly because you can use ChatGPT 4.0, which is a training of that model is what's running ChatGPT search. So you can use that if you'd like in Perplexity, but you can also use other models too to perform your searches. You can use Claude, you can use Grok 2 now even from XAI, and a few other ones as well. And that does not appear to be a feature in ChatGPT search. I don't know why it would, why they would let you use any other models. So there is that difference right now. Also in Perplexity, you have the ability to select some follow-up questions to dive deeper into the topic or to understand another level of it or another layer of what you're searching and what you're studying. And I really like that feature. And right now I'm not seeing any suggested follow-up questions from ChatGPT search. One thing that I am seeing in ChatGPT search that I'm not seeing in Perplexity, however, is some additional links in the search results other than what's being cited for your response, for what's generated. But other links in search results that are relevant to what you're searching, to what you're searching for, they are suggested. And I think that is a really cool feature. And I'd like to see something like that in Perplexity too. OpenAI has also partnered with news and content providers to power their search engine here. According to the Rundown.ai newsletter, these include news organizations like AP and Reuters, Axel Springer. Vox Media is quoted on the OpenAI post, which I will also link in the show notes. And the fact that this has sign-on from those major publishers is definitely a big deal. We've talked about how Perplexity is facing legal attacks for using content that they don't have deals for. So maybe that's what's going to differentiate ChatGPT search in the long run, is the ability to survive the legal gauntlet of AI search that is ahead. For instance, Pam Wasserstein, the president of Vox Media, is quoted saying, ChatGPT search promises to better highlight and attribute information from trustworthy news sources, benefiting audiences while expanding the reach of publishers like ourselves who produce premium journalism. So that for sure is a lot friendlier language from a publisher in the case of ChatGPT search than anything we've seen in the case of Perplexity. That's for sure, considering that I've only seen legal attacks in the case of Perplexity. And much like Perplexity, you're going to be able to search through multiple types of media and data in ChatGPT search, things like stocks and sports and weather, news, and even maps are going to be searchable and findable in ChatGPT search. So if you are a Plus or Teams member for OpenAI ChatGPT, you now have access to search in your ChatGPT interface. It should be an icon right below your input box that allows you to enable search. I have done a few test searches, and it's definitely a nice feature. If you're used to Perplexity, I don't think it'll really blow you away, but the fact that ChatGPT now has access to the web in real time is definitely a big deal. Of course, this means that the AI search race just got that much more intense. One of the big players has finally started running it, and everybody is rightfully asking what this means for the broader search industry as a whole. Google has already been taking some shots from Perplexity as far as a AI native search experience. It's certainly a better experience than Google's AI-generated overviews, their AI overviews, which have improved a great deal from when they first rolled out, but I still can't compare them to Perplexity and even ChatGPT search at this point. And I certainly wouldn't be feeling any better about my market share or my stake in search today if I were Google. Maybe it's too large to topple, although I believe they're actually being investigated for a monopoly on the search space. I could be wrong about that. It's a little outside of our purview here on the AI Marketing Navigator, but I think I heard or I read that the powers that be may be trying to break up Google's search monopoly. But with this news, like ChatGPT search and tools like Perplexity close on their heels, maybe that monopoly is going to crumble on its own. We'll have to see. So this is certainly an exciting time for AI search, the industry as a whole. It's going to drive Perplexity to try new things and to innovate. It's going to push Google to do the same and to improve their AI integration into their search. But even more interestingly, the rumored search engines from Meta and Apple are now even going to be more highly anticipated and have more a higher bar to set for themselves if they do pursue the search goal. So anyway, another day, another groundbreaking AI feature. It's truly amazing and sometimes agonizing how fast new tools and features are coming out. I sometimes wonder if this is how it was in the internet boom, if things were shipping faster than anybody could keep up with or keep track of. But somehow I don't think it was quite the same. I think as far as technology goes, this just has to be a singularly unique time we're living through. If that's not obvious by now, I don't know what else will make it so. The closest thing in our history has got to be the Internet Industrial Revolution as far as a technology revolution. But I think this is bigger and faster. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and would be so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.